This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for coming back for part two of the show. And on the way, we have more Irish songs. Yeah, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day on this weekend show. And for the countdown today, we've gone back to the middle of March in 1944. And we resume our climb to the top of the chart at number five with another version of Shoo Shoo Baby. Earlier, it was Ella Mae Morse. Here are the Andrews Sisters.
You've seen him up and down the avenue, and now he's wearing the navy blue. She had a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Da-da-da-day. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Bye, 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 baby. Da-da-da-day. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Da-da-da-day. Your Papa's off to the seven seas. Shoo, shoo, baby. Do-da-do-day. Shoo, baby. Do-da-do-day. Shoo, baby. Quiet! Don't want a little bit of quiet in the house, please.
She wants a little bit of quiet in the house.
Sweet Papa's on his way to cross the seven seas, so don't you cry, oh, don't you sigh goodbye. Now shoo, shoo, baby. Shoo, 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 my baby. Shoo, goodbye, baby. Don't you cry no more. You big and tall, Papa's off to the seven seas.
Seems kinda tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Shh, shh, baby. Shh, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Goodbye, goodbye. Your Papa's off to the seven seas. Seven seas. Your big tall papa's off to the seven seas.
The Andrews Sisters at number five this weekend, 1944, Shoo Shoo Baby, accompanied by Vic Schoen's orchestra. That was coming down after spending 9 weeks at number one on the jukebox chart, their third all time. It is the middle of March, 1944, on Today Seems Like Old Times, and there's a war going on, you know. The Allies have made their way into Italy, but it's a slow go. The Battle of Monte Cassino began on January 17th with the intention of breaking through the winter line and seizing Rome. And it's been a costly battle. Casualties would total 55,000. Earlier this week, Allied aircraft bombed the German-held monastery and staged an assault. The Allies pound Cassino, dropping 1,250 tons of bombs in 7.5 hours, but the troops make slow headway. There's also fierce fighting not too far away in Anzio, an amphibious landing intended to outflank German forces of the winter line, with ultimate success not coming until June. Meanwhile, American and British planes continue to pound Germany. The campaign called Big Week began on February 20th as our bombers hit aircraft manufacturing centers, and this week the heaviest British raid of the war made against Stuttgart. 3,000 tons dropped from 863 bombers, with a loss of only 36 planes. In the east, the two-year siege of Leningrad was lifted on January 27th, and now the Russians have the Nazis retreating. And in Asia, the United States has captured the Marshall Islands and recently took the Admiralty Islands north of New Guinea.
General MacArthur springs another surprise on the groggy Jap forces. Men of the 1st Cavalry get set to go ashore on Los Negros Island in the Admiralties. First, naval guns shell Jap batteries on the island, driving the enemy inland. As landing parties head for the channel, our planes bomb Jap positions. This is part of the combined Pacific drive that has almost completely shut off 72,000 Japs from their home bases. The capture of Los Negros bypasses Rabaul and further neutralizes that important sea and air base. The island contains a vital airstrip and places MacArthur's forces many miles closer to the Philippines. Over 3,000 Japs killed and wounded. We lost 61 killed and 244 wounded. General MacArthur congratulates the troops. His message to them was, hold on to what you take.
Ed Herlihy with the Universal Newsreel from here in early 1944. And back on the countdown, we're up to number 4 with the David Rose Orchestra, Holiday for Strings. That's the David Rose Orchestra and Holiday for Strings. The 33-year-old, born in London, raised in Chicago, is at number 4 this weekend, on its way up to number 2 for 3 weeks, and would be a million seller. Well, now it's movie time. Let's head to the cinema and see what was up on the screen this weekend 82 years ago. First, the cartoons. There's Bugs Bunny and the Three Bears. Bugs lands smack dab in a dysfunctional telling of the story. There's Tom Turk and Daffy. Daffy and Tom try to get the other turned into Porky's dinner. And the latest from the Three Stooges, Busy Buddies. Mo, Larry, and Curly run a restaurant and are way in debt to the pie dealer. And to the main features for laughs, there's Miracle of Morgan's Creek with Eddie Bracken and Betty Hutton.
Woman's place is in the home.
That sounds kind of old-fashioned and domestic coming from you, Trudy.
Sometimes you just naturally feel old-fashioned and domestic, Norval. I guess no girl ever gets away from it, really. She thinks she is, and then one day something happens, and she finds out she isn't.
Something like... Like what, Trudy?
Oh, something like falling in love, maybe, or something.
Why, Trudy, if I didn't know you so well and know that nothing could be further from your mind, a fella would almost weigh you up giving him a hand.
All right, to the films with war themes. The Song of Russia has Robert Taylor and Susan Peters. Dana Andrews in The Purple Heart. Michael Curtiz, fresh off his Oscar award as Best Director in Casablanca, brings his crew to Passage to Marseille with Bogey, Claude Rains, Sidney Greenstreet, Peter Lorre. None Shall Escape, Marsha Hunt and Alexander Knox. In Our Time has Ida Lupino and Paul Henreid. The Fighting Seabees with the Duke, Susan Hayward, and Dennis O'Keefe. And The Fighting Sullivans with Thomas Mitchell and Selena Royal. And here, Edward Ryan and Ann Baxter.
The Fighting Sullivans. You know, it's funny. I was always the lightest, but my Red Cross was the best of the bunch.
Go on, honey.
Huh?
You belong with him. It's always been the five of you.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm a married man, remember? I belong here with you and Jimmy.
We'll make out.
Oh, no, sweetheart. It wouldn't be right.
I want you to go, Al.
Oh, you do, huh? Well, that's a fine thing. Trying to get rid of your old man, are you?
I mean it. Every day the war lasts, you'd be eating your heart out. I couldn't have that.
But, sweetheart,
we'll talk about it later. Hurry up and catch up with him.
A new Sherlock Holmes flick, The Spider-Woman, with Basil Rathbone, Nigel Bruce, and Gail Sundergaard. From Hitchcock, Lifeboat with Tallulah Bankhead and William Bendix. The Lodger has Merle Oberon, Laird Krieger, and George Sanders. There's The Bridge of St. Louis Ray, Lynn Barry and Akeem Tamiroff. The Curse of the Cat People has Simon Simon and Kent Smith. Phantom Lady features Franchot Tone, Ella Raines, and Alan Curtis. And The Uninvited with Gail Russell, Ray Milland, and Ruth Hussey.
It's coming from downstairs.
It comes from everywhere and nowhere.
Take hold of yourself, Pam. I'm going down and search the place.
Rick, I've searched. There's never anything there.
Never? Do you mean you've heard it before?
Yes. Rick, it's true, isn't it? The sound, I mean. You're hearing it, too.
Of course I'm hearing it.
You see, I wasn't sure.
Pam!
I thought I might be going crazy.
And a couple of musicals. Lady in the Dark has Ginger Rogers, and Cover Girl with Rita Hayworth and Gene Kelly.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
That I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine.
The dream I dreamed was not denied me.
Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
That was Gene Kelly with Martha Mears singing for Rita Hayworth on Long Ago and Far Away from the motion picture Cover Girl in the theaters this weekend in 1944. And now we're back to the countdown. Holding spot number three is a former number one for the legendary Casaloma Orchestra. They're led, of course, by Glenn Gray, and the girl singer is Eugenie Baird.
My heart tells me this is just a fling. Yet you say our love love means everything. Do you mean what you are saying? Or is this a little game we're playing? My heart tells me I will cry again. That kiss like yours could lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do?
Five weeks at number one, My Heart Tells Me slides to number three on the Billboard sales chart for Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra and the girl singer, 19-year-old Pittsburgh native Eugenie Baird. We're remembering mid-March 1944 on Today Seems Like Old Times. We're celebrating St. Patrick's Day on Seems Like Old Times. So, Aaron Gabral, and be sure to wear your green and maybe a little orange, too. Well, we have the Irish melodies today. Celtic Woman starts us off this time.
White with snow, and I'll be longing to stay. Then an immigrant voice said, "That's my land. If you please, sir, I'll show you the way. When you see smiling faces that greet you with the kid meal of fortune a stone, when a candle burns bright in the window of the cabin with only one door, when you see the moon rise over Canada, when the golden sun kisses the sea, then you're on the right road, sir, for heaven, for it's heaven around Galway Bay." In the church on the hill, in the moonlight, you might hear a sweet angel voice sing. She's the angel whose heart I might gladden when I give her my old clavier ring. When a lady who smiles so divinely at the sound of the bell stops to pray, just to say to her, "God save you kindly," and to heaven she'll show you the way. When the old-fashioned lady who greets you says, "Come in, sir, you're welcome to stay," then you're on the right road, sir, for heaven, for it's heaven around Galway Bay. It's heaven around Galway Bay.
That's Foster and Allen, Mick Foster and Tony Allen. It's heaven around Galway Bay. And before that, the outstanding harmonies of Celtic Woman on Danny Boy. Here's a jolly one from Dennis Day. Clancy lowered the boom.
Now Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. O'Leary was a fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood, shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before he could shout, "O'Leary, look out!" Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. Clancy left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said, "For goodness sakes, now do I smell perfume?" Before he could stack your cue in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. Mulrooney walked into the bar and ordered up a round. He left his drink to telephone and Clancy drank it down. Mulrooney said, "Who drunk me drink? I lay him in his tomb." Before you could pat the top of your hat, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. O'Houlihan delivered ice to Mrs. Clancy's flat. He'd always linger for a while to talk of this and that. One day he kissed her just as Clancy walked into the room. Before you could say the time of the day, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. The neighbors all turned out for Kate O'Grady's wedding night. McDougal said, let's have some fun, I think I'll start a fight. He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride and pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink, before you could think, Clancy lured the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy.
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lured the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lured the boom.
Sure, it was the most beautiful sight you ever did see when Clancy lured the boom.
That's Dennis Day with a song that he made famous on Jack Benny's radio show, Clancy Lowered the Boom, from 1947. As we're celebrating St. Patty's Day on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today's stroll down memory lane takes us back to the third weekend of March in 1944. And now here's sports. The college basketball tournaments are about to begin, and the Utah Utes will be the postseason story. The Blitz Kids, as they're called, had their field house taken over by the Army, so they played mostly service teams in church gymnasiums. Well, they decided to play in the NIT tournament and lost to Kentucky in the first round, but then when Arkansas was involved in an accident and not able to play in the tournament, the Utes were given a second chance, and they went on to win the title, beating Dartmouth 42-40 in the championship game on a buzzer beater in overtime by Herb Wilkinson. St. John's won the NIT, defeating DePaul and Player of the Year George Mikan. The NHL season goes on. Despite the war, Montreal, the dominant team, they would sweep Chicago for the Stanley Cup. Rocket Richard had 5 goals in the finals, including a hat trick in Game 2. And spring training has begun. The woeful Phillies have announced they have a new nickname, the Blue Jays. They ran a contest in Philadelphia, and the winning entry was by Mrs. Elizabeth Crooks. She wins a $100 war bond and a season ticket. And that's sports this weekend in 44. And back on the countdown, we're up to number 2, and it's the Merrimacks doing their version of Merzydoz.
I know a ditty, nutty as a fruitcake, goofy as a goon.
And silly as a loon. Some call it pretty,
others call it crazy,
but they all sing this tune. Merzydoz and nosy dots and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too wouldn't do. Merzydoz and nosy dots and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too wouldn't do. If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing merzydoz and nosy dots and little lambsy divey. Oh, merzydoz and nosy dots and little lambsy divey, a kiddly divey too wouldn't do. A kiddly divey too wouldn't do.
Dotes and
nosy,
dotes and little
lambsy divey,
a kiddly
divey too,
wouldn't you? Merzy,
dotes and nosy,
dotes and little
lambsy divey,
a kiddly
divey too,
wouldn't you?
If the words sound queer, funny to your ear, a little bit mumbled and tumbled and jumbled and jivey, sing merzy oats, dozy oats, little lambs eat ivy. Dotes and nosy,
dotes and little
lambsy divey,
a kiddly
divey too,
wouldn't you?
Ooh, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you?
The Merrimacks with Merzydoz at number 2 this weekend on the sales chart, 1944. However, it's at number 1 on the jukebox survey, and it would get the most machine plays in the USA for 5 weeks total. But it's bittersweet for the group out of Minneapolis. One of the members, Joe McMichael, died on February 12th, serving in World War II. His two brothers, Ted and Judd McMichael, would carry on, along with the girl singer Marjorie Garland, and the newest member of the group is Clive Erard. We're studying the middle of March in 1944 on Today Seems Like Old Times, and if war isn't bad enough for the Europeans, this weekend Mount Vesuvius erupts in Italy. 26 are killed, thousands have to flee their homes. And here at our home, tax experts say the simplification plan that's in the House of Representatives would mean some increases in income taxes for childless married couples, but a slight decrease for large families. Now, this bill also says Internal Revenue will now compute what taxes are owed, so instead of filling out a tax form, we'll now supply the government with copies of withholding receipts from our employers. On the other side, we'll list our dependents. Meanwhile, government will speed up the induction of deferred single men under the age of 26, using them and fathers to close the gap between the present draft rate and the growing manpower needs of the armed services. President Roosevelt says the Army's been getting too many older men who are unfit for the rigors of battlefront. Old at 26, too bad. Meanwhile, we've got a liquor shortage here in the USA. A Senate committee is going to look into the black market that racketeers have created. They're thinking the shortage could be solved with a 30-day holiday of manufactured spirits. Lifestyle news, the most glamorous legs in Hollywood, 19-year-old Hazel Brooks. So says the famed pinup artist Varga. That's a good call on his part. And the green-eyed South African Brooks has now been awarded a 7-year movie contract with MGM. And actor Barry Fitzgerald has been charged with manslaughter in the traffic death of 87-year-old Mary Farrar. Not only would he be cleared of all charges, but the judge would reprimand the prosecution for even bringing the case to trial. A little bit of news from this weekend in 44, and now this message.
I think you'll agree that the quick way to succeed in your business is to look successful. For as you know, men who look successful, men who are well-groomed and confident, get attention mighty fast.
And Vitalis helps you to look successful, helps you to look like a winner so that you're always ready when opportunity comes your way. Because Vitalis gives you good-looking, well-groomed hair. Vitalis gives your hair a natural look, a really well-groomed look.
So men, use Vitalis and have the kind of handsome hair that helps you register a winning impression in your business contacts and in your social contacts, too. Use Vitalis and have the kind of good-looking hair that helps win you the respect of men and the admiration of women.
Well, thank you, Mr. Announcer. Well, here's a bonus record from this weekend 76 years ago. It's the latest from Judy Garland.
A journey to a star would not be very far as long as I'm alone with you. Romantic as we are, a journey to a star could start before the dawn breaks through. You're right beside my heart, we're just about a kiss apart, and we could make a dream come true. A moment of your love would have the feeling of a journey to a star with you. That little star is way up in the sky, but you and I could fly as high tonight. If you'd agree, how easy it would be for both of us to make that apart, and we could make a dream come true. A moment of your love would have the feeling of a journey to a star with you.
Earlier, we had David Rose and his orchestra at number 4 on the countdown. Well, there's Mrs. David Rose, 21-year-old Judy Garland, A Journey to a Star, accompanied by Georgie Stahl's orchestra, a minor hit here in March of 1944. In the showcase this weekend, St. Patrick's Day songs. Here are the Irish tenors.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and
a simple little ditty in our good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if she would sing that song to me this
Those are the Irish tenors with a lineup of Anthony Kearns, Ronan Tynan, and Finbar Wright. Toora Loora Loora. One for our St. Patrick's celebration on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, let me remind you about the website, oldtimesradio.com. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and X, and the email, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, as we wrap up our celebration of St. Patrick's Day, how about some Irish words of wisdom? This proverb says, there is no one luckier than he who thinks himself so.
May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face now. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. May God hold you in the palm of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
our children and their descendants be the ones to find a lasting peace. May their hopes and dreams become united. May the past be left for those who hate. And until we meet again, and until we meet again, may love and trust find a way to make us stand. May love and trust find a way to make us stand. May the wind be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. May this world and all its wonders be a home to all humanity. May the people find a common purpose. May we help one another to survive. And until we meet again, and until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. May God hold you in the palm of his hand.
An Irish Blessing, that's Katie McMahon. Dublin-born and bred, but while touring with the Riverdance group, she met an American man, married him, and is now living in Minnesota. We've been celebrating St. Patrick's Day on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song in the USA this weekend in 1944. And straight from the news headlines, these stories. An air fleet of 2,000 American planes hammers aircraft and war plants in five South German cities. 43 bombers and 10 fighters are missing. Meanwhile, Royal Air Force bombers smashed at Frankfurt Saturday night following the American daylight attack. New Zealand infantrymen wipe out Nazi resistance in Casino, but a few Nazis continue fighting on the fringes of town. That headline's a little misleading because New Zealand lost 17 tanks in an attack on Saturday. Meanwhile, Allied planes hammer German lines along the Anzio beachhead. The last 12 days of the Red Army surge has stunned the Nazis. Russia's Red Army reaches the Romanian border of 4 years ago as the Nazi line crumbles in Ukraine. Meanwhile, in order to assure Hungary's continued support as an Axis partner, Adolf Hitler orders its occupation. 11 German divisions cross the border from Austria into Hungary, encountering minimal resistance. And coming up on Tuesday, General George Patton will be replaced as commander of the 7th Army. A few months ago, he slapped two soldiers in hospitals following the invasion of Sicily. He'll be replaced by Alexander Patch, who was formerly at Guadalcanal. And from the Pacific, U.S. bombers attacked the Kuril Islands, raiding an island midway in the group in one of the heaviest air offenses close to the Japanese homeland. And British glider troops land behind the Japanese lines at North Burma. And those were the news headlines this weekend in 1944. And at the top of the Billboard sales chart this week, the second hit from the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, again with Bob Eberle and Kitty Callan. This is Besame Mucho.
Bésame, bésame mucho. Each time I cling to a kiss, I hear music divine. Darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new, my arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. you should leave me. Each little dream would take wings and my life would be through. Bésame mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
Bésame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bésame mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new. My arms enfolding, you never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. My dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wings and my life would be through.
Bésame Mucho by the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra featuring Bob Eberly and Kitty Callan. That was J.D.'s 12th number one hit, and it would turn out to be his final one as well. It was the top record in the land for 7 big weeks, including this weekend in 1944. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back again next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.